Many people live in a selfish dream world where they fail to see what they are doing to others. This they do each day and ultimately comes back to them. You have just heard the words an eye for an eye, as well as difficult times coming. I ask, are you prepared to die without fighting back? I know that anyone who fails to fortify their minds will become an aggressor, so they need to know that one can never void or avoid the karmic reaper. What you do unto others comes back to you. It truly is the time to see the difference between the meanings of forgiveness versus retribution. Why? Because what none see is that when we are less than forgiving and we demand justice, or we take an eye for an eye, we permit our soul to enter the cyclone of dark spiritual energy. And just like a material weather cyclone, in which all the air is sucked into the vortex at the center, with ever-increasing destructive power, we can be sucked in spiritually by a powerful vortex of treacherous negative energy. If you in any way entertain dark thoughts, then your emotions will drag you into vengeful payback or retribution. These are the ways which ultimately lead you into the eternal dark vortex of overpowering negative emotions and thoughts, from which there is no escape, because the pain you give out and receive back goes on endlessly in a tit-for-tat manner. Try and understand the consequences of permitting an invisible, dangerous alien force to take control of your mind, because if you do, it, the dark, will use your flesh to injure or destroy others, and this brings pain and destruction back to you. The dark energy is indestructible, but you are not. So stop using it in your interaction with others. Once you stop using it, then it will leave you alone once all your dues to it are paid. True courage and inner strength and loyalty to yourself and God is when you say to yourself, I will never give in to any provocation to defend myself or fight a perceived enemy under any circumstance. I will never find the justification to defy God's peace and love and mercy and forgive command, meaning, I will never cause harm to any of His children. You must be prepared to die in the face of adversity if that is to be your fate, but never die fighting to defend yourself or others. Instead, you go as a lamb to the slaughter, if needs be, to become spiritually free. It is imperative for you to quickly grasp that both the friend of man and the enemy of man are within man. This simply means that the emotional state of your inner emotional being, as well as your thought processes, results in your actions, and consequently, it is your actions that return to you ahead. Why is it so? Because, as said, what you put out comes back to you at some time ahead. It is simply the immutable karmic law of energy in motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction at some stage. So your actions pave the road to your happiness or unhappiness, peace or war. It is, in fact, a little like the old story of Aladdin's lamp. When Aladdin rubs the lamp, a genie appears and says, "What can I do for you, master?" It then fulfills your wish, whatever it is, whether it is benign or malignant, kind or cruel. However, what you wish for, being what you think, as inspired by Aladdin's thoughts, and you therefore do, must come back to you, for that is the immutable law of energy in motion. Naturally, this energy return coming back to you via others applies equally to the light and love and kindness you give unto others. Equally, we can all receive inspirational ideas from the light, telepathically, through our love core to uplift mankind. However, this seminar deals with the negative aspect. the aspect which results in the causing of harm and your resultant karmic suffering. I know that it is only in being peaceful, in the face of adversity, that will bring you to inner peace, with the consequence return to the light of heaven when your spirit soul departs this world. Since the seminar is an inner mental process, you might find it easier if you close your eyes when listening to what is said on the soundtracks. This avoids some visual distraction. I now play a very instructional recording by Clemencia, a mental health carrier and consultant named Minds Under Siege.